Most honored friends, gentlemen and ladies, your humble servant, the manager of this theatre, presents himself before you tonight in order to introduce to you the greatest, the most famous donkey in the world, a donkey that has had the great honor in his short life of performing before the kings and queens and emperors of all the great courts of Europe. We thank you for your attention." This speech was greeted by much laughter and applause, and the applause grew to a roar when Pinocchio, the famous donkey, appeared in the circus ring. He was handsomely arrayed. A new bridle of shining leather with buckles of polished brass was on his back. Two white camellias were tied to his ears. Ribbons and tassels of red silk adorned his mane, which was divided into many curls. A great sash of gold and silver was fastened around his waist, and his tail was decorated with ribbons of many brilliant colors. He was a handsome donkey indeed. The manager, when introducing him to the public, added these words, "Most honored audience, I shall not take your time tonight to tell you of the great difficulties which I have encountered while trying to tame this animal, since I found him in the wilds of Africa.